Kerry Keel manager Huey Walsh. Huey, home advantage in a title decider. That's not a bad spot to be in heading into the weekend.
No, hey, as I say, we're glad we're home. It's been a long season, and it's down to a final crack at it for two teams. And it's rightly so. I think it's the best way to decide the league. Two teams have been neck and neck all season, and it'll be a good day on Sunday. And hopefully we can make the right side of it.
You're a point behind, so I suppose it is advantage Convoy in that a draw is enough for them. But then you add in the fact that it's down at Rapps Park and you'll have a sizeable home support behind you. This game really is on a knife edge, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's on a knife edge, surely. As I say, Convoy are coming down as favourites. They need a point. We need to win. So, look, we're expecting a big crowd. Fanad are playing Friday night. West Ram, Leather Bar kicking off early on Sunday to come and watch us. So, we're expecting a good crowd to cheer on the boys, and it's good to see it. I mean, it's a good way to end the season. I mean, top two teams in the league going head to head to try and win a title. So I think it's going to be a good day on Sunday, please God.
You must be very happy with the way the league has gone for you this season, Hugh. I'm just looking at the table here. You've scored 72 goals in 17 games. That's over four a game and by far the most in the league. That's a satisfying statistic, I'm sure.
Yeah. To be fair, now the goals have come from all around the team. You know, you'd have Johnny Nanny up there at Patrick Field, 8 and 9 between them. Bernie McGinnigan is 11 or 12. I think James Kerr is 13. Sparky is 9. Our left back, Kevin, has 9. You know what I mean? So I think there's only three players that haven't scored all season for us. You know, so the goals will be coming from all over the pitch, which is a good thing. You know, we're not relying on the boys up front to do the damage every week. So it's good to have that in the team, that your centre half can step up, or your right back can step up. Wee Jamie has been flying all year. He stepped up with 3 or 4 goals. So also it's a good thing to have, you know.
We were chatting off air. This game has had the makings of a title decider for a while now, but Letter Barrow tried their best to upset the apple cart a wee bit in recent weeks. They beat both yourselves and Convoy, which kind of threw things up in the air a wee bit. It's been a really interesting league campaign and highly competitive.
Oh, it's been very competitive, to be fair. There's probably 4 or 5 teams there, like Westland. Westland had a bad start, you know, and I think if they hadn't had a bad start, they'd be right up there too. They've only dropped 2 points since Christmas. Letter Barrow have been flying. I think they've won, I think it's 8 on the bounce. You know what I mean? Like the Henry Clay Keel that day, we didn't turn up that day. An OG, but to be fair to them, hey, their second half performance was outstanding. They defended like Trojans, you know, and like we threw everything at them, couldn't score. And if you're looking back, really, they could have won the game 3 or 4 because we left gaps at the back, you know, and to be fair, our keeper and I played well in defence. But just look, there was one of the games where I thought after that Letter Barrow result, I thought the league was gone, and we were kind of hoping on that they would do us a favour against Convoy, and to be fair to them, they did, you know. So they'll be kicking themselves, Letter Barrow, because they're a decent side. They're a nice bunch of lads, you know, and they've had a powerful end to the season. Just they fell a wee bit short, you know.
Yeah, they just missed out. You and Convoy have both gained promotion to Division 1. Having just missed out in promotion last year, was that the main objective at the beginning of the season?
Oh, 100%. Like we said, it was disappointing last year, you know, after the Cranford defeat. We night out after it. If we stick together, you know, we can add 1 or 2 players. And I mean, if the Gaelic didn't affect us too much, there's no reason why we couldn't give that league a rattle next year, you know. And that's the way it's worked out. We've been lucky, you know. Like the league started late. The league didn't start till maybe the first week in October when the Gaelic was finished. So, like last year, our first 5 games, we had 5 points. This year, we had 15 points, you know. It makes a wild difference when we have our Gaelic players available. Like, I mean, I'd say we're probably one of the worst hit clubs with Gaelic players, because I'll say that start 11 on Sunday, there's 9 of them play Gaelic. So it's massive for us that the Gaelic was finished and the boys were able to concentrate on soccer. And to be fair to the boys, like, you know what I mean, every season they play Gaelic, then they play soccer, and they play Gaelic. There's no respite, you know, to be fair to them. And it's been really good so far.
Lastly, Hugh, Sunday afternoon down at Rapps Park, title decider, good weather forecast. This really has the makings of a special occasion.
It has the makings of a super Sunday, as I would say. You know, look, we're just happy to get another crack at it. We're happy that we're home. We've got a big crowd behind us, and Conway's coming down. You know, two teams get on well. They've been neck and neck all year. We're just happy to get another crack at it on Sunday, and please God, come 3 o'clock, we'll be lifting the trophy. And if not, you know, it's been a good season. We're promoted. It was really important last week against the ball to get the result to get promoted, you know. So please go something. A good crowd in Kerry Keel. Be nice for the club. A lot of hard people in this club do a lot of hard work. The wife there does a lot of hard work behind the scenes. My daughter does a lot of hard work behind the scenes. James Martin, Dandy, young Marty does training every week. There's a lot of people who do hard work, so it'd be nice for them as well to and Peggy as well. Peggy McAteer, she's an awful lot of work for the club. So it'll be nice to them kind of people to do it for them as well, you know.
Well, best of luck on Sunday, Hughie, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again soon. All right, take care.
Hey, thanks, man. Good man. Cheers.